Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 20 July, Monday, 2015. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate each and every one of you that are searching for the truth. Not searching to, I would have to say, not those of you who are not searching to contain your beliefs as they are, but those of you who are willing to change, willing to think differently about whatever it is. Because we have to be prepared. I mean, I don't know if you are aware of it, but yesterday at 9 p.m. last night, there was a flash crash of gold. A real flash crash of gold. Someone somewhere really wants to buy up the gold, or the paper issue has really confused the value of gold in the way the public receives it. Now, it's not the value of gold. That value is the same, although, albeit it changes. I mean, it is the value remains. The number changes. And it's pretty scary what has happened. In fact, talking to Andrew Goss the other day, he told me that there was a chance this might happen, and sure enough, he was right. We're also going to talk about the Muslim murderer, allegedly, in Charleston, or in Chattanooga. This story doesn't make sense. I'll just say one thing. Have you noticed there's no closed-circuit TV cameras in a parking lot where there is a military installation? No CCTV. Something is amiss in this. I don't know if he did it. I don't know if he was a patsy. I don't know what's going on, but it just does not make any sense. Putin has now ordered the formation of a new military reserve force. He has also done something so good for his people that the United States wouldn't even consider doing here. I'll tell you about it because it's really, really good. Putin deserves a lot of credit for that. But most of the people in this country won't even know that he's done it because they can't appreciate the value of that decision or that law that was just passed. ISIS leader al-Baghdadi bans slaughter videos, yet jihadists demonstrate beheading by a kid. I don't know what I think about that story. And this story, which ought to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, this is dangerous, but it is part of the agenda. The president of France wants Eurozone members to transfer their sovereignty, are you ready for this, to a United States of Europe. Yeah, I remember seeing a map about 10 or 15 years ago that it was written, and I wish I knew where it was. I mean, we actually had the map. It was a map of the world, according to the New World Order. And bigger than Dallas, there it was, the United States of Europe. So, it's not as if the president of France just got a wild hair and decided, oh, well, guess what? I think I'll just go for a new name change. Not good. Greek banks reopen for the first time in 3 weeks. Money's not back to normal, though. And Argentina decides to pay their bills same way the United States does. Print more money. Wouldn't it be nice if you wanted to buy gold and silver? You just printed some money? Oh, why are we in such a mess? We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. It's really storming here in Missouri. Just wanted to let you know that. So in case I lose you all, I'll be right back. So just stay right where you are, and we'll get back on the air. So much news today. Unbelievable. Have you seen what McCain and Trump are saying to each other? Oh, my gosh. It's just crazy. I mean, it's crazy getting to the truth, crazy, which I'm kind of excited about. And what I mean by that is that Donald Trump said McCain is no war hero. Now, you and I both know how we feel about that one. We've covered the story many times about whether or not he's a war hero. But the manner in which Trump said it, in my opinion, he kind of messed the whole deal up, but we'll see. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let me get to the international news. Putin orders formation of a new military reserve force, able to call on 750,000 frontline troops. The Telegraph reports with more tanks than any other country on the planet and the world's third largest air force. Russia retains much of the brute force associated with a former superpower. but it is also rapidly modernized, spending millions on rearmament and retraining programs aimed at professionalizing and lumbering conscript-reliant force that it inherited from the Soviet Union. The latest effort, as Reuters reports, Putin has ordered a creation of a new reserve armed force as part of the steps to improve training and military readiness at a time of international tensions with the West over Ukraine. I think it's going to kind of be more than that, to tell you the truth. I really think it will. And I think that Russia is serious about saying not no, but heck no. The president of France wants Eurozone members to transfer their sovereignty to a United States of Europe. I believe this is part of the plan. I believe it has been long in the making. And is now here, and according to Economic Collapse, the president of France has come up with a very creative way of solving the European debt crisis. On Sunday, a piece authored by the French president, François Hollande, suggested that the ultimate solution to the problems currently plaguing Europe would be for every member of the Eurozone to transfer all of their sovereignty to a newly created federal government. In other words, it would essentially be a United States of Europe. Well, why don't you just come to the United States and see how that state thing is working over here? Because this federal government would have a prime minister, a parliament, a federal budget, and a federal treasury. Presumably, the current national governments in Europe would continue to function much like the state governments in the U.S. do. You think it's working over here? Well, it works until the prime minister says, we're going to control the states. And we'll just use these executive prime minister orders to do it. I mean, the story, though, is the fact that this story would make it out. That is huge. Greek banks are going to reopen for the first time in 3 weeks, not doing business as usual, but they will allow a weekly allowance of 420 euros in one transaction once a week. Argentina prints to pay the bills. When in doubt, print is the way it is. Hey, it worked for the United States for many, many years, didn't it? Inflates the money supply to a new record. The Pan Am Post reports the Central Bank of Argentina released record-setting figures this month. The monetary base is now at $510 billion, swelling 10% since the start of the year. The central government has used this substantial expansion, comprised of banknotes in circulation, cash in financial entities, and demand deposits in checking accounts, to finance its large fiscal deficit. President Cristina Kirchner's administration monetized the debts. That's sort of the way they do it. Monetized the debts with new currency channeled through the national treasury. Just like the United States. On top of raiding the Social Security system, naturally, this has generated inflationary pressure, with the latest reported year-on-year price level rise at 28.76%, as measured by the National Congress and private consultants for May 2015. 29%. Wow. An Italian island turns away migrant boat with hundreds of on board. There was a boat with 700 migrants on board, and they were turned away. The island? Sicily. Because they say there's not enough room on the island for all of them. 7 people were allowed off that were quite ill, though. They are struggling. Italy is struggling to cope with the influx of more than 80,000 migrants that fled to Europe after fleeing war and persecution in the Middle East and Africa. Don't you feel for those people? Where are they going to go? What are they going to do? Living in the Middle East that is just absolutely nothing but a powder keg. in a very tentative one at that. Death blast hits a Turkish city of Suruk on the border with Syria. An explosion hit the Turkish city of Suruk on the border Monday, leaving more than 25 people dead, scores injured. The blast occurred at a cultural center while a political group was giving a statement to the press on the reconstruction of the Syrian city of Kobani, the scene of fierce battles between Kurdish groups and the Islamic State. The cause of the blast in the town was not immediately clear. Officials say it may have been a suicide bomb. Of course. The nameless suicide bombers that are standing in line to get their 99 virgins, we're supposed to believe. We're told. We are told, that is. Pentagon chief to Israel, the Iran deal is good. Military option, though, is still on the table. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter wants to convince Israel that the Iran nuclear deal, it does not limit American options when it comes to the allies' security. Oh, yeah, we can still bomb them. We can still go kill people. That's what the U.S. does anymore. Carter set out to meet Israeli officials who have been staunchly opposed to the deal. Well, that's putting it mildly, believe me. Netanyahu is very upset at the United States. The U.S. military option, which I am responsible for, Carter said, arrived in Israel on Sunday evening, trying to make peace and make nice with Benjamin Netanyahu. The Pentagon head stressed that the trip does not involve convincing Israel to like the deal, stating he's not going to change anybody's mind in Israel. We can agree to disagree. But I think as long as the ability to go to war is still on the table, Israel will be happy. That's what they want. Ashton Carter is appeasing Netanyahu. And yet the United States would like to go and bomb Iran and take the spoils, like they would every other country. U.S. friendly fire kills Afghan soldiers again. Sputnik News reports a U.S. airstrike on an army checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan reportedly killed at least 8 Afghan servicemen. In the latest example of friendly fire involving foreign coalition troops, at least 8 Afghan soldiers were killed. 5 were wounded after 2 U.S. helicopters attacked a checkpoint in Logar province, south of the capital of Kabul. 10 people killed. And those were supposed to be the good guys. Those are supposed to be the ones that we're involved with in training and supporting. And, man, with friends like that, nobody needs enemies, do they? Betting on the BRICS bank, Bloomberg declares buy Russia as stocks are undervalued. Oh, my gosh. Buy Russian stocks. Did you ever think you'd hear that? As the BRIC countries continue their steady rise, now bolstered by their own institutions, investors are putting on their thinking caps, deciding where to bring their money first. And Bloomberg says it's Russia. No matter what is said aloud, our models are telling us to buy Russia. The agency quotes Tim Love, a London-based investment manager at GAM UK Limited, which oversees $130 billion in assets, as saying there's a very strong turnaround potential. It's an increasingly difficult call to get right because of politics. I'd be happy to pull the trigger in the next 2 or 3 months. Anticipating what's going to happen in the near future, Barclays, the 7th largest bank in the world in terms of managed assets, is going to lay off 30,000 employees within the next 2 years. 30,000 in anticipating what's going on in the world. That's huge. When we get back, let's talk about Putin did something really good for his people. I wish our president, our alleged president, Barry Satoro, would do here. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Schmiley.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I do hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did. I really enjoyed it. You know, one thing I wanted to do on Sunday, I decided I wanted to make some pillows. I bought this material a long time ago, and I just never let myself do it because, oh, that's not important enough. I need to be doing other things. So I sat down and I said, I am going to make these pillows. My goodness, I must have made three of them in no time at all. Didn't take hardly any time. And it was so worth what I did, and I really enjoyed it. And I hope you did something good for yourself. and someone else over the weekend and enjoyed every single moment. That's the main thing, that you enjoy every single moment. Getting back to the news, and there's a lot of it, given the fact that, well, the world is really challenged now on every front. But if you look at the stock market today, the Dow futures are up at about 38 points. Everything is looking good, except gold had a flash crash last night at 9 p.m. You ready for this? It dropped $50. It was around 1150, I believe, and went down to 1100. It's now back up to 1111, and I think 1113 maybe, 1112, somewhere around there. The FTSE, the CAC, the DAX, all of the European markets doing great. And yet the world is almost in turmoil. You know, we gave you the names of the 14 countries that are just about to become bankrupt, and then the other however many countries that are bankrupt, essentially. 24 countries that are facing a full-blown debt crisis. And yet, the market is record-setting. Really? How does that happen? And, of course, we covered the story last week about China buying oil, buying gold as fast as it can get it. It's just shocking. Let me get back to the story about President Putin has done something good for his people. Sustainable Pulse covered the story again of Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the Russian Confederation Code of Administrative Offenses into law, including a new article establishing liability for the violation of mandatory requirements for the labeling of food products that contain GMOs. Aha! Unbelievable. Russian President Putin signs a GMO labeling liability law. Can you believe that this man would say, I care about my people? Remember, he hates his people. He kills people all the time. He tortures people. And he signs a GMO labeling law. And it's a stiff one, too. Putin signed the new bill the last day of 2014, the TASS news agency reported. Now, Cynthia brought my attention to the fact that this was in our January 4th news. So we covered it in January, right after it took place in 2014. But I think it's important that we reiterate the fact that Putin cares about his people. Assad cares about his people. Barry Satoru doesn't care about his people. Just so you understand that. The bill, which was submitted to the Federal Service for Supervision of Consumer Protection and Welfare, imposes fines in Russia for vague or unclear labeling on food products that contain genetically modified ingredients. In other words, don't even try to skate by trying to confuse the people. According to the bill, individual entrepreneurs could be fined up to 50,000 rubles. And the products will be confiscated. Business entities face a fine up to 150,000 rubies. Rubles. Think about it. Huge fine. It doesn't look like imprisonment yet. But 50,000 rubles. And that's only $890, though. And the products will be confiscated. Business entities face up to a fine of 150,000 rubles, which is $5,300. So, looks like January 4th, Power Hour had it right. Thank you, Cynthia. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break. Gold, precious metals, flash crash following 2.7 billion national dump.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of this little entree into education every day. It seems like there's something new, something more we need to discuss, something else that has turned out to be a lie. And thank goodness we have the opportunity to talk about it with people like you. Remember we did the story the other day about the UK criminalizing knife possession, telling everybody to turn your knives in? Well, guess what? Knife violence increased as a result of that. It's against the law now. It is against the law to carry a knife in England. As you would expect, knife crime has gone up. Police recorded 26,370 offenses in 2014 and 15. Now, that's up 25,900 from the previous year. That's like 100%. 99%. The BBC reported that on July 16th. Specifically, the BBC reports that possession of knife offenses rose by 10%. Sexual assaults with knives went up 28%. Knife assaults increased by 13%. quick to respond to the uptick, officials on July 17th instituted new harsher punishments for owning a knife. History is not on the side of those who think banning a weapon will lead to decrease in violent crime committed with that weapon. Now think about it. How many people use a knife, a utility knife? I wonder if that means box cutters. I wonder if that means razor blades. I wonder if that means anything that is sharp. It would be interesting to know what that bill is. You think it couldn't happen here? Just think about that. How many farmers, how many mechanics, how many people in a trade need a knife? I mean, to open a simple box. Next, do you think they will ban scissors and sharp tweezers and sewing needles? I mean, think about it. It's crazy. And boy, did that do any good? Of course not. It only increased the crime. When are people going to get it and say, government, stay out of our lives? Well, as soon as they get the United States of Europe, they will find out. You think your states are going to be the answer? Turn over your sovereignty? Wow. Wesley Clark, now, according to Kurt Nemo, has called for interning of disloyal Americans. I would have liked to have seen the original interview of this. But allegedly, or it's told to us, that retired U.S. Army General and the former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe for NATO, Wesley Clark, advocates rounding up radicalized and disloyal Americans. Remember those two words, radicalized and disloyal Americans. I would like to know what the definition of disloyal American is. And putting them in internment camps for the duration of the war on terror, which we have already been told is going to last about 30 years. In World War II, if someone supported Nazi Germany at the expense of the U.S., we didn't say that was freedom of speech. We put them in a camp. They were prisoners of war, Clark told MSNBC. The difference is that World War II was a war declared under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2 of the Constitution, whereas the war on terror is undeclared and thus illegal. Clark is, in essence, advocating a life sentence for people who have not committed a crime. How American can you be? But merely engaged in speech, often reprehensible, yet constitutionally protected. The government considers radical and in opposition to its foreign policy. I would have to say that would be maybe half the people in this country are in opposition to the foreign policy. And what are they against? They're against killing innocent people for no reason. That live in countries we can't even find on a map if we had to. Or if they had to, not the Power Hour listeners. Very thought-provoking, don't you think? They need to be rounded up, put in a camp, and kept there until the end of the war on terror. Really? Wesley Clark, what a traitor. Oops, there I go again. Unbelievable, listeners. If you disagree with the government, which is supposed to be us, of, by, and for the people. No, you can have an opinion in this country as long as it is their opinion. Think about that. Okay, let's talk about the shooting that took place, killing four Marines in Chattanooga. Now, four Marines and a Navy individual, we've been told. They had a big drive-by with the hearse of the Navy individual yesterday. Drive by the shooting area. All kinds. It was like a parade. And did you notice all the decorations that were put up at the site or the scene of that Army recruiting station? It included balloons and flags. Balloons and flags were placed there. But you know what was interesting? The balloons were light blue and red, all the same type, which means one person supported that, and they were light blue and sort of red. I'm not going to say orange, but light blue. In the flag where the stars are, they were light blue and red. And the flags were all the same size, which tells me they were all put there by one group. Who was that group? And then they drove the hearse by, the white hearse by, with this big entourage of vehicles. They're making this an issue. By the way, even though this is supposed to be so horrible and the president was heartbroken, in Charleston, for the people in the prayer meeting that were killed there, the nine people, the White House lowered the flag half-staff. For this situation, not so. Didn't lower it for military people. Now, I'm not saying it should have been lowered either way, but I'm saying that isn't that interesting that you would do it for a guy fighting for a Confederate flag who loved having his picture taken with Confederate flags waving, and yet not for military people? Just thought that was interesting. Now the shooter's family is saying that he suffered from depression. The shooter's family. You don't see any pictures of anybody, not any real names. And then the attorney for the family is supposed to be making a statement, but you didn't see the attorney, nor I didn't anyway, nor his name. But speaking through a lawyer, supposedly, the statement was made that he suffered from depression, maybe bipolar, that he had been taking drugs for it. There you go with the drugs issue. Didn't you know? And this good Muslim who wanted to bring Allah's heaven to earth got a DWI in April? Really? I mean, if you spend all your time five times a day kneeling and praying, and you're a devout Muslim, do you drink alcohol and do drugs? Because he did drugs also. I just find this so amazing. Now, everyone said at first when this information was released, nicest guy in the world, nicest guy in the world, nicest. We hear that every time. They're moving and morphing the people that kill into the nicest guy in the world. The guy next door had no history, had no problems. He just decided to snap and kill. I don't buy that at all. I think you have a tendency to start showing things before you go out and kill at a prayer meeting, or a mosque, or become a suicide bomber, or recruiting station. And I think all this stuff is so phony in the way it's being handled. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I'm saying I'm beginning to wonder if he was not a patsy and was killed as a result of this event. Anyway, now they're releasing supposedly that he was depressed and on drugs. And he had a DWI in April. That's where his picture came from that they're showing on TV. Obama, this is another one of those earth-shattering news stories, is collecting personal data for a secret race database. According to the New York Post, unbeknownst to most Americans, Obama's racial bean counters are furiously mining data on the health, home loans, credit cards, places of work, neighborhoods, and even how kids are disciplined in school, all to document inequalities between minorities and whites. The Orwellian-style stockpile of statistics includes a vast and permanent network of discrimination databases, which Obama already is using to make disparate impact cases against banks that don't make enough loans, prime loans to the minorities, and schools that suspend too many blacks, cities that don't offer enough Section 8, and other low-income housing for minorities. And then also employers who turn down African Americans for jobs due to criminal backgrounds. Can't have that. You must employ anybody and everybody. Obama pushes to extend gun background checks to Social Security. This story is really a surprise. This will hit you upside the head, I have to tell you. LA Times reports that seeking tighter controls over firearm purchases, Obama administration is pushing to ban Social Security beneficiaries from owning guns if, though, they lack the mental capacity to manage their own affairs. Now, remember, they started that in the veterans issue. If you cannot handle your bills and you have somebody else take care of your bills, then you cannot own a gun. So it's going to Social Security beneficiaries from owning guns if they lack the mental capacity to manage their own affairs. A move that could affect millions of people whose monthly disability payments are handled by others. There is no simple way to identify that group, but a strategy used by the Department of Veterans Affairs, as I said, since the creation of the background check, is reporting anyone who has been declared incompetent to manage pension or disability payments and is assigned a fiduciary. Danger, great big huge red flag. Did you hear that Michael Grimm, a former New York congressman, was sentenced to prison for IRS issues, tax fraud? He underreported $1 million in wages and was sentenced to 8 months in prison. 8 months. Now, Kent Hovind didn't do anything wrong, and he got 8.5 years. Interesting. Anyway, Michael Grimm gave up his position recently as a New York congressman. Angry clashes in South Carolina as the Ku Klux Klan and new Black Panther Party come face-to-face in a battle over the Confederate flag. Angry clashes erupted. Members of the Ku Klux Klan and the new Black Panther Party as both groups rally at the South Carolina State House. Confederate flags were stolen, ripped up to cheers and applause from the new Black Panther demonstrators, while the KKK members stood on the steps of the Capitol performing Nazi salutes. Don't you know that was a warm, fuzzy crowd? Can you imagine? The white supremacists came out in force on Saturday afternoon to condemn the governor's decision to remove the Confederate flag due to its association with racial hatred, of all people, to come out and oppose that. Countering their demonstration, almost 400 people with links to the new Black Panther Party marched in the name of racial equality. Don't you love the groups they chose by the agenda, prevailing agenda? The new Black Panther Party and the Ku Klux Klan, calling on politicians to do more than simply bring down a flag. And Donald Trump tells John McCain he is not a hero, because he says heroes don't get caught. Well, that's pretty much what he said. Trump has stood by his past statements questioning Obama's birthplace and, of course, with the undocumented immigrant worker issue, saying that many of them were rapists, which is true. It's happened. DWIs, rapists, murderers. Anyway, now he says that military service, John McCain's military service, that since he was shot down and captured during the Vietnam War, that doesn't make him a hero. He says, my heroes don't get caught. Well, then he went on to say McCain is not a hero because he does not take care of the veterans. Now, that could not be more true. That is incredibly true. And I do think that what Trump said there was a real slap in the face of anyone who was ever a POW or MIA. I really didn't think that was appropriate at all. But you know what tells me that something is afloat here is that I think he knows the story behind John McCain not being a hero. The fact that John McCain's father was a four-star admiral and his grandfather, and that he was given special treatment according to the people that served with him in that POW unit, that he was kept from the rest of the group. He was given all kinds of bennies, if you will. He was not tortured like he said. It is told to us, the story is, that when he jumped out of his plane, that he did break a leg, I believe, and an arm. And now then afterwards, they tried to say that was because of the beatings that he took, which a lot of people are saying there's no evidence to any of those beatings. That it was all a contrived story by John McCain to make him look like an American hero. By the way, he graduated last in his class. Thought I'd throw that in. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Interestingly enough, you remember A&P, the Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company? They have filed for bankruptcy, A&P grocery stores. They're a 150-year-old store, and they declared bankruptcy. They've been in business since 1859. Wow. How sad it is for an American institution. There's a new Cuban embassy in the United States as of today. We're all friends now. I think it's most fascinating that all of a sudden all is forgiven and everything is okay. Shell warns that oil price recovery is going to take 5 years. And have you heard about McDonald's new meal? This is no joke. They have a new lobster meal. $14. Government Slaves reports that McDonald's is selling a lobster roll in several regions, including New England and Canada. The McLobster, yeah, the McLobster, cost about $8.99. The meal deal, which includes fries and a fountain drink, is $13.99, $14. The menu item shows that McDonald's is trying to offer more premium options to better compete with the fast casual options like Chick-fil-A, Shake Shack, and Chipotle. Reviews, though, of the McLobster are mostly negative. They say the limp bun holds a bizarrely large amount of lettuce, both shredded and whole leaf, neither of which is anything more than filler. There's plenty of mayo, liberally mashed in with globs of shredded lobster meat in some awful sort of seafood salad, wrote Adam Callaghan at Eater. Callaghan also says the sandwich doesn't even taste like lobster. You go, McDonald and your McLobster. McDonald's is really hurting. They are struggling, ladies and gentlemen. Well, no wonder. People are now understanding that food is not McDonald's. That food is God-made food, not man-made food that comes in a bottle, can, or paper container. California water wars are escalating. The state changes the law and orders farmers to stop pumping water. Oh, my gosh. In the water world, the pre-1914 rights were considered to be gold. But as AP reports, it appears that gold is being tested as California water regulators flex their muscles by ordering a group of farmers to stop pumping from a branch of the San Joaquin River amid an escalating battle over how much power the state has to protect waterways that are drying up in the drought. As usual, governments do what they want, with one almond farmer raging, "I've made investments as a farmer based on the rule of law, and now somebody's changing the law that we depend upon. This is not about to get any better," as NBC reports. The drought is of historic proportions, the worst in over 100 years, and you're barely hearing anything about it. The feds want speed limiters and surveillance devices installed on every car, truck, and bus. Mass Privatel reports the National Transportation Safety Board called on commercial bus and truck manufacturers to install data recorders, often referred to as black box recorders. NTSB Chairman Hart said that despite more than a decade of recommendations by the NTSB, federal regulators at the U.S. Department of Transportation had not required them in large motor vehicles. But guess what? Of course, they support NTSB's drive to surveil every bus. They receive $12 million in grants from the DHS every year. The American Bus Association. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break.